commentator Gary Joyner is with us now with an explanation of the Lone Star flag.
As we all know, Texans are justifiably proud of being from what they call the Lone Star State. But where did that Lone Star come from? It's an interesting story with ties to Louisiana. The current Texas state flag consists of a single white star on a navy field with two horizontal bars, white over red. One of the original Texas flags, the Bonnie Blue, as it was called, featured a solid field of navy with a large five-point star in its center. The single star denotes independent spirit, for which the Texans are well known. The navy field typically stands for honor and integrity. Many may think this flag was born directly out of the volunteers who fought and died at the Alamo trying to gain their independence from Mexico. But the symbol of the Lone Star goes back decades before that, and some Texans may be surprised to know that it originated not in Texas, but in Louisiana. Many of the people who used this flag later went to Texas and began the revolution there. The same star, but on a lighter field of blue, symbolized another revolution against Spanish rule in 1810 in what was called the Florida Parishes. This revolution didn't last long, just 73 days, but it was filled with conspiratorial events. The Florida Parishes and the Gulf Coast areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and the western portions of the state of Florida, west of the Perdido River, were at that time the western part of Spanish Florida. The area consisted mostly of white Protestants who railed against being under Spanish Catholic rule, making them more like North Louisiana and East Texas than South Louisiana. The conspirators originally came from Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, and some from Louisiana. Most of their financing came from New Orleans. They joined together with an already armed populace and drove the meager Spanish garrison forces out of the area, and that was then proclaimed the Republic of West Florida. The U.S. did not want an independent nation, small though it may be, on its southern belly. So the U.S. Army invaded the fledgling nation with the knowledge and approval of the new government and annexed it to the U.S. From a geographic standpoint, you would think they would have given it to Mississippi, since much of it lies directly south of what is now that state. Instead, they gave that portion west of the Pearl River to the territory of Louisiana. Some of the revolutionaries, or filibusterers, helped run and finance revolutions against Spain and South and Central America, but many of them later moved to Texas to help wrest that northern province of Mexico from Mexican control. With them, they took the memory of the Lone Star flag, which was reborn there and where it continues to be the symbol of irrepressible independence. When the southern states seceded from the Union in 1861, Mississippi briefly adopted the single white star on a blue background as the flag of the Independent Republic of Mississippi. A lyricist named Harry McCarthy saw this version of the flag and wrote a song that became, for many people, the national anthem of the Confederacy. No, not Dixie. The chorus proclaimed, "Hurrah, hurrah, for Southern states, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears the single star." For Texans, and for all the folks in Louisiana and Mississippi, the Lone Star is a constant reminder that history matters.
There's a single star. Hurrah, hurrah, for Southern rights, hurrah. Hurrah for the bonnie blue flag that bears a single star. First gallant South Carolina nobly made the stand. Then came Alabama and took her by the hand.